Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's been so long.
It has. We're so excited to be back.
Yes. It's like, there's a few days in there. I told Jill this prior, that there's some days where I wake up and I'm like, we're supposed to be doing the call right now. And then it's like, well, no, break time, Kim. Break time, Kim.
We had to talk ourselves into a break because we're so excited about what we do.
You don't hear that very often about people's jobs, that they get excited to go to their jobs.
Yeah, I
So.
missed it a lot. I did. I mean, it was great to be on holiday. It was great to have some time off, but I really missed the conversations. I missed the messages. I'm so excited to be back today. I'm so excited to have all of our listeners back.
Oh my goodness. I got yawns and chills going on already. I love it.
And I'm excited for the new year. A new
Yes,
year.
yes. Happy New Year, everyone. With that, we got some new things up our sleeve. We
Oh,
got some new
yeah.
things coming in, and I feel like Jill and I were talking about some old, okay, gotta chill. Old stuff from the past might be creeping in for some of you. And it's allowing us to change old ways, old set patterns, whatever it is. It's bringing up to remind us, okay, hey, we're still maybe holding on to a little bit there, or we have a different opportunity. We have a different choice now that maybe wasn't presented in the past to create a better change that suits you better. Ooh.
Yeah, there's I you know every year for so long I got kind of boring to hear this is going to be it's a new year, it's so exciting. You hear it after so many years, you're just like, oh, okay, I mean it's kind of fun, but then after a while, like, things kind of go back. And something though, Kim, does feel really distinct and different in terms of the energy that's shifting. But it's still shifting. It hasn't like completely done its thing. But I think that's a big thing of 2026 is leaving the past in the past. Also removing if you still have any residual external focuses in your life, we have to go very internally focused. Like we're just being called to be so conscious would be a word. Present, awake. There's lots of words. Kim, we were chatting a little bit before the call, and we had said that we feel like probably about 50 years ago, things started shifting in terms of people really waking up.
Yes.
And it's culminating in a way now.
Ooh. Yeah, it really is. It's like the people. That's what I feel. If I look at a lot of, say, friends and family, people around, it's the ones that I would say in their 50s that were like, dude, I came here to create change. Like, why is it taking forever?
I
And they're
remember you
like,
talking about some clients last year that you'd say that was a message. You weren't talking about the clients, you're talking about that message that why is it taking so long? And oh, that's funny.
So if you look back, I mean, anybody who are in your 50s, you're all like, yes. And it's like the ones little like coming after that. And I, most people know I'm in my 40s, and it's like I knew there was something bigger, something greater, even when I was young, when I was 15 already. I knew there was something bigger and greater, like why I had to be here. But it wasn't that the people that are in their 50s were like, dude, like, come on. They got more involved in, say, the political viewpoint. They were the ones who started asking a lot more questions and started really breaking through that, like, the facade, the fakeness that was out there. Those are like the, what I don't, oh God, I see like soldiers coming in and they're just like, done, done, done. And it's like, it's
Wow.
their time to shine. Wow. Look at okay, I did not know this was going to go this way today. So, ooh, everything from that, like, 50 years ago to now, it's like, look back and see all the things that actually opened up for us to now see. Like, all the work that's actually been being done the last 50 years, it's like, it's game time, it's go time. Like, let's go.
Yes, and I think a big shift, that's like this 50-year cycle, if you will, of like consciousness, of this awakening, of something just really shifting in how humans experience modern life, if you will. And I think a big shift in 2026, Kim, is to move our own minds away from the fight and into the game, if we, I don't have a better word for it at this stage.
Yeah.
There's challenges in a game, you know, but they're different from a fight in that, you know, we're intrigued by them. We're excited by them. We get more like even more excited and even energized about a challenge, where a fight can be very depleting. And so it's like, that to me is a big, big shift. That's, my hands are just like kind of going back and forth. Are we going to be in the depleting kind of the depleting kind of energy, or are we going to be in this like it's creative, it's sustaining, it's very growth. Like let's then, we've done all this stuff for whatever 50 years, you know, let's grow what's ready to grow rather than cut it off as it starts shooting through the ground. I see a little seed popping through and then we're like cutting it off and it grows through again and then we cut it off. It's like, no, let's let it grow.
Right?
2026. Yeah.
I'm not going to call it a fun year. Don't label it. Okay, we're not labeling the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a year. It's a year to play with the ups and downs, the all around, all of it. And we had so many messages last year were about don't judge. We're not even, like, we're like going to assume everyone who listens now is, like, masterful at not judging.
Yep.
It's a year. That's what it is. It's a year. Here we are. Even now, with some of the stuff that we have seen early on, is that past kind of things are kind of coming back for people a little bit. There could be some physical challenges or issues that you had years ago that are like back. If you just be with them, they will pass fairly quickly, easily, gently.
Yep. It's a whole different vibration than where you were at, say, 3-4 years ago.
Yep.
When maybe the symptoms came out. This is different.
Yeah. And it's very gentle. Yeah. I get a really gentle, it's very gentle. It's kind of quiet. You have to like be paying attention.
Yep.
Or you might miss it. There's a real light touch to things this year I get. It's like just lightly touching things. There's not a need to like force or hit things really hard, you know, except for maybe the gym.
Right.
Yep.
Those little intuitive hits that are coming in, like really paying attention to them and following through on some of them.
Yeah.
Their guidance.
Yeah. Like if I were to really wrap it up, like last year and up till last year, there was lots of instruction, if you will, and guidance. And that's still coming through this year. But this year's more about what we have called the practice. It's more about putting it into motion, into play in your life.
I love that.
Fun. Ooh. I'm just like, yay! I see like a crowd of people just like cheering. You're so excited because it's so fun when we engage and really play with life.
Yep. I love this.
I do too. Well, happy new year, everyone.
Yes.
Can't wait to play. Yeah, and we have more announcement coming soon. We're going to hold that, I think, for tomorrow. Does that sound good? I know. I'm like, she's yawning. There's a pause. I was like, is she wanting to say something?
just the yawns coming through. It's pretty intense, and I'm getting lots of heat going through my body. So that's movement.
Yeah.
So everyone that's listening, You definitely are creating some movement in your energy. I love it. Keep it moving. Keep it going. And listen, listen, because we got some more things up our sleeve that's coming in for this year.
Ooh, it's exciting. It's exciting. More on that tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
All right. Until next time.